Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here again on this Monday evening as joining us on the line now is the head boys track and field coach of the Clarion Goldfield House Cowboys, Corey Yoder, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks, Quinn. I greatly appreciate it.
So as we take a look at this squad, at least going off of what is coming back from last year, definitely a younger squad in a lot of areas a season ago. Event group by event group, looking at the sprints. Charlie Campbell, your top sprinter, coming back. Obviously, he's still recovering from an injury from football season, but I think the expectation is he'll be back sometime this year.
Yeah, he'll be back sometime, I think, within the next 2 weeks, Quinn, he'll be released to start running. But, yeah, you were 100% correct. We are a young team. We have a lot of great incoming freshmen coming into our program this year, almost 11 or 12 freshmen that are out for track this year. We have around 25 to 30 kids out, which is a great number. And I'm going to lean heavily on my freshman and sophomore class because they're going to be the ones running the major sprints for us this year. Again, my freshman coming in finished second in the state in class, class 1A and 2A last year in the junior high state track meet in Waukee. So there are a lot of great young kids coming into our program, Quinn.
And obviously, like you said, that young freshman class you mentioned going to be a big part of it as well. But an area that your team has been pretty established in, at least last year they became pretty established in, was your event groups in the field events, I should say, with shot put and discus within the jumps as well. Your team established a pretty good bar there with guys like Chaz Lane in the high jump, Huxley Lingenbelter in the shot put and the discus, especially on the discus side of things. You've got some promising underclassmen as well that are stepping into that shot put and discus ring as well. When you look at the field events for this team coming into this season, just what has stood out about this group very early on?
Yeah, Huxley and Chaz are only two returning state qualifiers in the field events. Huxley finished 15th in the state last year, in his first year down there, and Chaz Lane didn't quite clear the opening height, but it was a qualifier last year. We're expecting from both of them this year. Now, we have a young freshman, Chase Kramer, coming out. He's going to be our shot putter this year. He's going to do some great things for us. And also, to Jared Hernandez, keep an eye out for that young man in the long jump. He jumped 18 already and maybe low 19 range last year as an eighth grader. And I think he finished second in the state in the long jump down at the junior high state last year, Quinn. So look out for that young man in the long jump. And also, I got a Colin Sesker's coming back out for track. And look out for him being either the high jump or the long jump as well. He was very, very good in the junior high when he ran in 4-city, but he didn't go out last year for us, but this year he's coming back out. So we're looking for things, Quinn, that can help us get some more points in the field events and will help us gain some and hopefully get some meet victories this year for this young CGD Cowboy track team.
And perhaps an area that I think will probably have a big rebuild ahead is your distance group. And obviously, all those freshmen you talked about coming out, I imagine there's going to be at least maybe one or two that you could plug in even a mid-distance race like a 400 or an 800. But when you look at that mid-distance and distance group and what you got coming back from last year's squad, just what will stand out to you about what the strides they are going to make here coming up this season?
Yeah, Logan Torcell, Quinn, is going to be the one that's going to be our lead distance runner. He ran cross-country for BKCGD, so he's our main distance runner back. Yeah, we're going to struggle there a little bit in the distance, so I find some young guys that are going to want to do the mid-distance to distance guys. And I have plenty of sprinters, as you know, but that's the one thing, we're struggling right now to find. That's my job. I'll get that job done within the next year or two with the eighth grade class. Now in CGD that will become freshmen in the next year's class coming up is where I'm going to start with that distance group, because we're going to have to find some guys if we're going to want to compete for a state title, because this group, this freshman sophomore group along with the juniors, are a class to look out for, Quinn, because I'm expecting big things within the next year or two. Like I told my freshmen in a meeting the other day, is like, we're going to have to take some lumps this year, but you're going to be thrown to the wolves. My young group of Maxton Downing, Reed Campbell, Jared Hernandez, Paxton Lingenfelter, those guys are going to really have to step up for me to get some big points out of those relays. You know, I told them, they were asking me the other day, Quinn, what's the cutoff for 4x1? I'm like, guys, you're going to have to run at least a low 44. And they're like, so confident, Quinn, said they said they can do this. So, but again, yes, we're going to have to find some mid-distance guys, because my favorite race is the 4x4. So we're going to have to find those mid-distance to distance guys to get in those for the sprint medley as well as the 4x4.
They always called it the guts race, the 4x4, and that's one that's always fun to watch at the end of the meet. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here once the outdoor season gets underway towards the end of the month.
Thank you very much, Quinn.
Yep, that was Coach Corey Yoder of the Clarion Goldfield Now's Cowboys track and field team here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto. We're back with Eagle Grove Coach Ben Demuth next here on 95.7 FM.